On an action-packed Friday that produced the second most runs on a day of Test cricket in India, a single delivery might otherwise not have been the talking point had it not been the last ball of the day, and had it not accounted for one of India's premier batters of all time, Rachin Ravindra, with his second Test century, and Tim Southee, batting with an authority and comfort not necessarily associated with a number 9, seemed to have put the first Test beyond India's reach at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium on day 3 of the first Test. Their 8th wicket alliance of 137, at better than a run a ball, rallied New Zealand from a mini collapse and propelled them to 402, a decisive first innings lead of 356. Positive mindset. India came out with a positive mindset, as they had to, given how far behind they were following their first innings implosion. Skipper Rohit Sharma and Yashasvi Jaiswal got them off to a cracker, putting on 72 when the latter perished to the left-arm spin of Ajaz Patel, charging down the track, missing an ambitious loft down the ground and being stumped by a mile. When Rohit fell a few overs later, bowled off bat and pad and body, India were in trouble at 952. Sarfaraz Khan, greasy outlook and attacking intent, and Virat Kohli, rediscovering some of his finest touch, not just steadied the ship, but got on top of the bowling, treating a big-sized crowd to a veritable feast of stroke-making. For a little over 2 overs, they drove the Kiwis ragged in adding 136 when Glenn Phillips bounded in to bowl the final delivery of a long day that produced 453 runs. Kohli pushed forward, off-spinner Phillips levitated in celebration as Tom Blundell pouched the ball and umpire Michael Goff's finger shot skywards. Almost in shock, Kohli opted for a review and replays confirmed that he had got a feather. The crowd collectively lost its voice, then stood as one to cheer the former captain, who had earlier in the evening become just the 4th Indian to top 9,000 test runs, decisive blow Kohli's dismissal for 70, which left India at 2,313, still needing 125 to make the visitors bat again, could well be decisive. Even during that burgeoning alliance, New Zealand held most of the aces, but now, they must believe they are on to a great thing despite India's depth. It was their own depth that allowed the Kiwis to open up a massive lead after India worked their way through the middle order in the first 75 minutes of the third day. Mohammad Siraj and Jasprit Bumrah took a wicket apiece in their opening bursts and Ravindra Jadeja struck twice in succession to reduce New Zealand, overnight 1803, to 2,337 when Rachin and Southee took charge. Rachin was the early aggressor with beautiful strokes all round the wicket before Southee wielded the long handle to great effect. India's bowling went to pieces, their woes best exemplified by a 20-run over from R. Ashwin, the most expensive of his illustrious test career. Brief scores: India 46 and AMP, 2,313, S. Khan 70 asterisk, V. Kohli 70, Raj Sharma 52, A. Patel 270, versus NZ 402, R. Ravindra 134, D. Conway 91, T. Southee 65, Raj Jadeja 372, K. Yadav 399, M. Siraj 284.